Hi everyone, welcome to Modern Mom Girl.
It's your girl Emmy.
And it's your girl Lex.
Welcome to episode 29, and this episode will be an event overview.
Yes, recap, yes, with everything we have done today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are recording on the day of our event, yes, after everything has happened.
Our first official event.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if you guys are watching, we are wearing our merch, our t-shirt that we have proudly created.
Yes.
So get yours. We'll have the link in the description and you can view it on our social media as well. Not only that, we have a tote bag as well.
And stickers.
Yes, and stickers. So be on the lookout for that. Go to our social media. You guys can see how they look like. Yes. And please support us. We would love that and appreciate that so much.
All right. So how do you feel overall about our first event?
Oh my gosh, I'm not gonna lie. I'm tired as hell.
I'm so freaking tired.
Yeah, So tired. Emmy rarely got sleep. I did get sleep, but I was anxious. And so like, I slept and woke up.
Is it the event yet?
Yeah, literally. That was me. But I'm tired as hell. But overall, I am really, really thankful, really grateful. And I definitely had an empowering feeling being with a room full of amazing women, especially when we were doing our speed dating activity, just getting to know everyone. And yeah, how about you?
For me, the event overall was, I think it was a really great turnout. I had fun. I do wish I talked a little bit more, but I think because I was a little tired and I was like focused on doing the flip off, I didn't talk as much. But I think I talked a good amount. Mm. But yeah, overall, I think the event was really good. I had a lot of fun meeting new girlies and, you know, new women. And I love how supportive, like, everyone was of each other, even mm-hmm. though like everybody was meeting each other, mainly like new people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was really fun overall. A great turnout, like we said, it was good.
Yeah. Okay, so funny story and any funny stories you have to share too, Emmy. But when we were taking the group photo and Emmy was like, oh, Lex, you took so long with your lip balm charm.
And that's what you have?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. It's because I was talking. And I was just like, bro, I was talking so much during the event. And I think it's definitely a skill coming from an original introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, I think that me 10 years ago would be very impressed with who I am today.
Hell yes, you would be.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I was such a freaking introvert. And I felt like my voice was very loud. It was a little too loud.
I don't think so. Okay. I didn't hear you from where I was.
Okay,
I don't know if I was too focused or what, but I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did hear stuff, but like, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
I just saw you talking, but I didn't hear you.
Yeah. But man, you guys, you extroverts, I don't know how y'all do it.
Bro, I'm an extrovert. Well, I consider myself one.
Yeah.
But today I was not. I don't know how y'all do either. Like, my energy is so drained. Like, my social battery is, like, out. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I think that's ambivert right there. We are ambiverts over here.
I think so, too.
We conform to the environment because, like, even after this event, Emmy and I were like, oh, we gotta do the episode.
Yeah.
Like,
we're so tired.
Full transparency. Uh-huh. Did not want to do the episode. Yes. But we're like, no.
We gotta get this done.
We got to. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why we're here. Any funny parts for you?
Not really. I feel like I was next to Nia. And she got long nails and I got long nails. So we're just kind of like, we can help each other. So we're kind of struggling doing things. But, you know, long nails. And then also Annette, too, her long nails. We're all long nails over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the lady was like, oh, your nails are so long. They're probably good for dancing.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I don't think anything really funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty cool dynamic in our space too, because we had a woman of 50 attend, yeah. Two of
22
them.
22 to 51.
Yes, yeah. And so it was pretty cool to see that dynamic. It was nice having them there as well, because it was a new perspective.
I challenged my Hmong.
Yeah, yes. We had to
translate. I did the Hmong talking.
Yeah.
No, you did not say any Hmong. That's, because I realized that.
I told her to. I was like, hey, you translate.
And apparently, I was like,
No, there was this one phrase she said it really well. Sure. You said something like, oh, advice. What's the best advice you receive? And you're like, oh, the lui le
chenggao.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, I'm so impressed. Didn't even know. Because if it was me, I'll be like, the lui. Literally. So I wouldn't even know. But it was awesome having other content creators and podcasters there too.
Yes.
So shout out to you guys that came. I need like memorable memories or highlights.
Let me think. I feel like the whole event overall was a memorable, like a whole memorable highlight of just today in general, because it's like, wow, people know Mata Hmong girl, you know. Yeah. It makes me feel like, wow, you know, because mm-hmm. I was talking to the other podcasters saying like, oh, her family also listen to our podcast.
Yes,
I was like, what?
I know.
You know, it just mm-hmm. makes me feel so like, just so happy and like so warm inside, because just like when other podcasters come to us, they're like, oh, I'm so, like, proud of you guys and what you guys are doing, how far you guys have come, and yeah. all this stuff. It makes me feel really happy inside. So, like, I feel like those, like, were really, like, encouraging words. So it was really memorable for me.
Yes, yeah. I agree. Because it's, like, we're being heard mm-hmm. and we have built a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful seeing it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people come
yeah.
and it's, like, wow, you guys are coming from Modern Hmong Girl. Not only that, you guys are buying our merch. You guys are donating.
Yes.
Y'all are just incredible. Okay. Y'all are incredible. And that's why we do what we do. We can't wait for the next events coming up.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Most memorable?
What was most memorable to me, honestly, was the start when you and I were right next to each other and we were talking to everyone.
Yeah.
I literally looked over to you while you were talking, and I'm like, wow, we're up here. Like, I'm cheesing so hard right now, because I'm like, we are finally up here, you know? Like, we have planned this since March, and it's now here. And we finally, like, have a day that we are free mm-hmm. to come together
yes.
to make this happen. And so that was most memorable to me, the beginning part where
yeah.
partners in crime.
Like, we're really doing it.
Yeah.
Can you really believe it? Like, I never would have thought from high school until now, like, we'd be doing this together.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so crazy.
I know. Yes.
What the heck?
And now it's over. And now we're going to do the next
yes.
one.
Yes. And we can't wait. Like, mm-hmm. After this one, I feel like it just gets way more exciting, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So what do you think is something that you think could have done better?
What we could have done better was, okay, so we overplanned a lot, but I
yeah.
think the overbuying.
Overbuying, yeah.
Yes, I think the overbuying, we did overbuy a lot, or not a lot of things, but I would say the food.
Yeah, we definitely did.
We didn't need that much food.
Yeah, we didn't need that much beverages.
Yes,
too.
Yeah. Like for the bombies, I would have, next time, instead of getting 30 and cutting them in half, not 30 bombies.
Wow, I was like, what are we doing?
15 bombies cut in half. That's 30. Instead of getting 15 bombies, I would probably just get like 13
mm.
or 12 even, 24, mm-hmm. you know, because I mean, I know it's just like a couple bombings off, but still it saves costs. Mm-hmm. And everyone does get a bombing. Mm-hmm. Like
and, half not, and also not everyone eats either, you know?
Right. Yes. Yes. There were like some people that didn't eat.
Yeah. Because there's also like we also have other snacks as well. So it's like,
yeah. So that part. But I think that's the thing with first events. We learn a lot mm-hmm. from the first event. Mm-hmm. And so for the next one, we know.
I also feel like easier finger food.
Yes, you know? Yeah.
Because bombings are like so messy and gets everywhere. So, yes, yeah.
Y'all, I had a sweep. I'm like, damn, all these breadcrumbs, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But definitely that part. Let me think. Is there another part? I think if like we want to keep it intimate, to downsize the group to 10. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we want to do.
The next event.
Initially, it was 10 that we wanted, but we opened 5 more seats because it seemed popping. So we're like, you know what? Let's try it, you know? And so we did, which was good. But I think for a more intimate space, which we want to curate, probably 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, we have that future vision of, like, wanting to do really big events.
Yes.
But what we want in our space right now is something intimate, something we could build, right? Relationships we could build.
Right, yeah.
So I definitely agree with the 10 people and keeping it small because it's more intimate and, you know, people actually get to talk on a deeper level, you know? Because I feel like when there's so many people, you feel like you have to talk to everybody. And you can only talk for a little bit. So I feel like, less people, more intimate. So I feel like that's something we definitely want to incorporate as well. Yeah. For me, I feel like there could have been a lot of guidelines we could have put to follow. Example, like amount of tickets you can purchase because we really like for our events, we really want it to be a space where it's a lot of new girls coming together, new girls, new women, you know, coming together to really meet each other and build new relationships, you know? So I feel like those are, like some guidelines that I feel like we just set when we, like, you know, put out the tickets and everything. And, like, there's how many tickets you can purchase. And, I feel like that was really mainly it for me. The overbuying, definitely, because I definitely overbought. Because I just thought, you know, we needed more. But
More is better than less.
Yes, more is better than less. Don't get too little, too, okay? Yeah. But don't get too much, like, now that we did our first event, we know. So we definitely know not to, like, overbuy things. And, I think it was a really good learning first experience. Definitely a lot of things that we could do better on. For example, like, our activities. We didn't get to go through all our activities. We skipped one because we were like, we're on a time crunch. But then we finished our activities early. And we finished a little bit earlier. So, we could have done it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's okay if we go over, like, time a little bit. Because it's better to go over than to not really utilize the whole time that we have to be there together, you know?
Yes.
To build more connections.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. But I think overall, the event was great. Great turnout. I love that everybody completed their lip balm charms. Mm-hmm. And, we got a group photo. I still can't believe we made it happen.
Yeah.
And
what the heck? Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah. What? It came so fast. What the heck?
It really did.
It went by so fast. Like, we're done with the event.
Yeah. Yes. But I do agree with the logistics side, too, that we definitely need to create, like, a better procedure and policy.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, this is what we're set for, and let's just stick with that. But then again, like, going back to this is our first event. So now we know.
Now we know.
So I guess to wrap it up, what are, I guess, 3 things you've learned about the event?
About the event or like?
Or just like in general.
In general, like from the event?
Yeah, from the event, about the event.
I learned that. I don't know if it's because I was tired or what, but I'm just not very, very talkative. I don't know. I don't know if it's because, I don't really know if I was tired or what, but I feel like I was just, I feel like I was there as an attendee. So I think because we were doing the charms, I feel like an attendee, you know?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't really doing like my, like, going around, like getting to know people and stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like definitely like try, even though I'm like there to do the charms as well, to remember like I gotta go around and still like get to, you know, get to know people more and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like that.
But I think you are very approachable though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You are approachable, but like just because, you know, you may not have socialized enough, I think people could still come up to you and be like, hey, da da da, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then second thing is, I think we planned really good. Like we planned a good amount of time ahead. I mean, we planned a good amount. What did I say?
Like we planned ahead.
We planned ahead. Like a really good amount of time. You know,
timeline.
Yeah, we had a really good timeline there. Can't talk. I felt really checked out today. Okay, yeah. Yes. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. No, we're tired.
But
yeah,
we had a really good timeline. But I also think that because we had a really good timeline, we really overplanned and overthought some things, you know?
Yes.
So I think it's always good to go over the things that we already have. But I think when you do it a little bit too much, we get too, like worried about certain things. And, you know, but I feel like because that was our first event, so.
Right.
But definitely the overplanning, overestimating or underestimating things, that. And then lastly, I think just remembering that I just need to let loose and just, like, really, like, have fun and be in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like, I also feel like, oh, I'm the co-host. I need to, like, keep this image of, like, me being co-host and, like, being professional and doing this. So I'm like,
yeah,
but we're here to be, you know, unapologetically us, you know? So it's okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that will be mine.
Yeah. Yes, I agree too. It's very important to have that energy that we are bringing, you know, because the event is unapologetically being us, and us as co-hosts coming in with that energy, it already radiates to the guests coming in too. And so it's just like, oh, okay, I could just be myself, you know, period. And so, yeah, I agree. Like being a co-host, it's like, oh shoot, like I have to like be everywhere at once, right? Like I have to make sure that, you know, the food is like good, it's covered, there's enough. You gotta make sure like no one is trying to come in or whatever, or like our t-shirts, merch is good, everything, everyone got everything basically. Mm-hmm. So everywhere all at once. But three things that I have learned from and about this event. First one right off the bat, okay. You don't know until you ask, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, period. This first event, I would say that it was very good because we did get four sponsors and we got one partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how amazing is that? And Emmy and I, we would have never thought that anyone would want to support.
Yeah.
And we sold out in the first week of our event. We didn't even think anyone wanted to come. But a lot of people wanted to fucking come.
Yeah, like even like a few days before.
Yeah.
On the day of like,
even
hey,
yesterday.
Hi, yeah. Come to your event. Like, what?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
Exactly. And so you don't know until you ask, which ties into underestimating ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are actually more than
what we think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're like, oh, who would even listen to us?
Yeah.
Who would even want us? Who would even want to attend? You never know until you ask. And so that's the first thing I've learned about this event.
Yes.
Second thing is that, is more like what I learned about myself, is that I am less strict on the agenda and how things go now. I feel like I'm so flowy with whatever happens, happens. Example is that we were going to have MHG balloons, right? And usually me in the past, I would have been mad as hell. I'd be like, the fuck, where are the fucking balloons? Like, now the whole event is ruined. But now I'm like, no, we don't got balloons. It's okay. That's okay. The next event, we'll get it, or we'll get something better, you know? And so learning that hiccups throughout the event leading up to it or whatnot is okay. It was meant to happen. And third is to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have fun. yes, Emmy and I were hosting, but we get to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for fun. That's one of our values. Authenticity, confidence.
Resilience.
Resiliency.
Fun.
Period.
Yes. I feel like sometimes I forget that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yes. All right. So
before we do close off on the mm-hmm. episode, we do want to say thank you so much to our sponsors. Like a big, big thank you. Everybody loved the gifts. Thank you to Kachia Lee Designs, to
Tia Creates.
Tia Creates and
Baked by Her.
Baked by Her.
And Her Beauty.
Her Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all your, you know, your little gifts for the sponsors. I mean, from the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And also just again, I want to thank you, all of the attendees that attended today's event. You guys really, like, we're so thankful that each and every one of you were there and we were able to really actually do this event. So thankful. We hope you all had as much fun as Lex and I did, and mm-hmm. really hope to see you again next time.
Yes. Shout out to In Progress for the space as
yes.
well. They are now community partners with us and us to them. All right, so I guess that is it for our episode. Thank you so much
Thank
for
so
listening.
Much.
If y'all made it to the end, drop in the comments what kind of events you guys would like from us.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Spotify @Modern Homegirl. And we will
see you soon, girlies.